Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos. We are holding at Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots, about 2 lines before the end of the page. Amar Ula, Kala, I didn't even need Ben's help for that. 2 lines from the end of the page. Amar Ula, Kala, Kor, Kriya Shema below Tefillin. Anyone who says Kriya Shema without Tefillin, Ki'ilu, Meir Edas Shekur Be'atzmo. It's as if he's testifying falsely. Be'atzmo. What does that mean? Be'atzmo. Zakt Rashi, Lishna Ma'aliyah. Ba'atzmo doesn't really mean himself. It means he's testifying falsely against about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's it's just using a Lishna Ma'aliyah to say Ba'atzmo, because we wouldn't want to say that he's being made Eid Sheker on Bria Shemaim Ba'aretz. That it's Kilu that he's not really being Makabal Malach Shemaim. Other Rishonim say, no, Ba'atzmo. He's reading Ukshartam Yosal Yadacha Ve'il Tatafos Ben Inecha, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the Yosal Yadacha Tatafos Ben Inecha. So he's actually testifying falsely about himself. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kilu Hikrav Ola below Mincha, V'Zevach below Nesachin. It's as if he brought a Korban Ola without the accompanying Mincha. It's as if he brought a Zevach without the accompanying Nesachin. Meaning, I think Rabbi Nion explains that the two Deos over here are saying different things. The first Shita is that there's something wrong with his Kriya Shema. If you're saying Kriya Shema without Tefillin, it's a Chesaron in your. Sorry. First day is saying that Kilu Meirei the Sheker Ba'atzmo. Kriya Shema, fine, but he's also doing something wrong. He's saying Kriya Shema, but he just also happens to be made the Sheker Al Atzmo. So there's an Avera being done as well. Whereas the second day is, no, it's a Chisaron in the Kriya Shema itself. It's like a Korban that doesn't have all of its parts. It's a Chisaron in the Kriya Shema. Part of the Kriya Shema is supposed to be with Tefillin. And therefore, if it's a Chisaron in the Kriya Shema, it's a lack of Kiyum in the Kriya Shema. Nafkamina would be, when he gets Tefillin, should he say Kriya Shema again? Meaning, was there something wrong with the Kriya Shema that he would have to say it again? If a person wants to be Makabal Olmach Shemaim in the most complete way, Yifne, he should go to the bathroom, V'yitel Yadav, he should wash his hands, V'yaniach Tefillin, he should put on Tefillin, V'yikra Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, V'yispalel and Davin, V'zuhi Malchus Shemaim Shlema. And that is the ultimate Malchus Shemaim, that is the ultimate Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemaim. This is as opposed to a person who decides to take care of his own things before davening, decides to greet his friends and do all those kinds of things and eat and all that before davening, where the Gemara had said earlier that's a very bad thing. That's as if he's hishlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achar gabav. It's as if he's throwing HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind his back, meaning the exact opposite of Mekabalah Malchus Shemaim Shlema. Amar B'chia Barabah Amar B'yochanan Kolam Niftam Not the Yodam Niach Tzulim Kar It's as if he built a mizbeach and brought a korban on it when he does all of these things, and this is his first orders of business in the morning. It's as if he built a mizbeach and brought a korban, as opposed to what we learned before. When you do these other things, you take care of your own needs before you acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ki'ilu banabama. That's the exact opposite of building a mizbeach and bringing a korban. Because the pasuk says, "Erchatz b'nikayon kapay v'asovas mizbachach Hashem." Amar le Rava, lo sover lamar ki ilu taval. Tichsiv erchatz b'nikayon v'lo kasav architz kapay. So what does that mean? Don't you hold that it's as if he was tovel? Because it says erchatz b'nikayon, and it doesn't say architz kapay. So Amar le Ravina, le Rava chazi mar haitzur merabon dasim merava. There is a Talmud Chacham that came from Eretz Yisrael. Erchatz Minikayon, Rashi says, implies the entire body. Erchatz Kapai would imply Netilas Yadayim. Meaning, so you said that the order of how you're supposed to do things is to be Notel Yadav, but I don't know. The Pasuk doesn't seem to indicate that. The Pasuk seems to indicate cleaning the entire body. Erchatz Minikayon. And not just Erchatz Kapai, it's Erchatz Minikayon Kapai. So maybe that would include Tevila as well. Anyway, so someone came from Eretz Yisrael Va'amar. Mi She'in Lo Mayim Lirchutz Yadav, Mikaneach. A person who doesn't have water with which to wash his hands should use other things to wash his hands. And Shulchan Aruch says if he's using these other things, like dirt, or like, which is a little bit of a funny thing to use to wash your hands, or is using wood or something like that to rub his hands on, so Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you're doing that, the bracha is not al netilas yadayim, it's al nekias yadayim. So that's because the bracha should reflect the maisa that you're doing. Amalei Shafir Karmer, Miksiv Erchatz B'mayim, B'nikayon Ksiv. After all, it doesn't say with water per se, it says B'nikayon, whatever will serve to clean. Call midi dimenaki, anything that can clean. Rav Chista light aman de mahadra maya beaten slusa. Rav Chista used to strongly criticize those who would dafka look for water and go out of their way to try to find water when it was time to daven. If it's time to daven, you got to daven, so you got to clean your hands with whatever you can. Or it's time to vani mili lekriyashma aval tefila mahadra. But that's only for kriyashma. So does the Bach change the gears over there? Beaten slusa. What does the Bach do over there? The mahadra maya beaten slusa vani mili. Pachos mimil. No, he changes the next line. That vani, right? It's hard to say vani mil kriyashma of the tefila mahadra. We just said he criticized those who looked for water at the time of tefila. So then, how do you say no? But that's only about kriyashma. So, but anyway, Rashi does seem to have this girsa of hani mil kriyashma of the tefila mahadra. Rashi writes the kriyashma beidino de kriyashma at the zman of kriyashma shezmana kavua penya avor zman. See, kriyashma, you're under much more pressure. The time will pass, you're not going to be able to do it. Aval tefila de kol hayom zmanahu tzarech lemahadra maya. But tefila, where you could daven all day, technically, so you have to go out of your way to look for water. The Tosos, however, says, yesharm de garsi hani mili le kriyashma aval tefila lo. That's only for kriyashma, not for tefila. The kamar of Shemuel Lakish legabel tefila dalid milim. Nira the logar sinu leidu adin linin sulusanami mitam shloy avers man tefila. The Mishnah kriyashma and tefila. Tosfos points out what there's only time pressure when it comes to kriyashma. Have you checked your local shul zmanim? Have you checked your my zmanim app? You'll find that there is a zman within which you're supposed to pray as well. So you have that same time pressure and the same concern and the same issues. And therefore, one should not go out of their way looking for water at that time either. The ad kama, how far does one go looking for water? Ad parsa, up until the parsa. Vahani mili lekame, that's traveling in the direction where you're going anyway. Avala achore, but to backtrack and go out of your way, afilu mil eino chozer. You don't even have to go back one meal. Umina mil hu deino chozer, hapachos mi mil chozer. From the fact that we said you don't even have to go back one meal, that implies, yes, you don't have to go back one meal, but less than a meal you would have to go back. So two main points over here. First of all, the full Kabbalat Malch Shemayim involves the following order. Bathroom, washing, tefillin, Shema, davening. The full Kabbalat Tzmach Shemayim, again, which is like building a mizbech, marine carbon, involves bathroom, washing, tefillin, Shema, davening. Point number two. You could use any cleaning agent for Kriya Shema, but for tefillah, it's worth searching for water up to a certain distance. Okay, new Mishnah. If a person says Shema quietly, he does not hear it with his ears, he is Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's not. Kara velo dikdek ba'osi yoseha. If a person says Kriya Shema, but does not read it precisely, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, fine. Rabbi Yossi says, not so fine. Hakori lemafreya. If someone reads it out of order, lo Yotze. No machlokas over here, he's not Yotze. Kara vita'a. If he was reading Shema and he made a mistake, he should go back to the place that he made a mistake. So each of these halachos is going to need explanation. Let's start with the first, says Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that you're not Yotzei if you don't hear the words? Mishum dechsev Shema. What does the word Shema mean? Hear. You're supposed to hear with your ears what you enunciate with your mouth. Tanakama savar Shema bekalashon shata shemeya. Tanakama says, no, you know what we learn from Shema? That it doesn't matter what language you say it in. Any language that you are attuned to is fine. Rabbi Yossi tarti Shema mina. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, that too. I agree with that also. But you can derive both that you have to hear it and that you could do it in whatever language you are used to listening to. So main point number three, Shema teaches that you could say, the word Shema teaches you to say it in any language, and it's machlokas, whether it also teaches that you have to be mashmiya lazincha. Tinan Hasan. We have a Mishnah. Cheresh Hamedaber Veino Shomea. A deaf person who's able to speak, but he's not able to hear, lo yitron. He cannot be mafresh truma. The imtaram trumasa truma. If he does designate something as truma, it does work. Why can he not be mafresh truma? Says Rashi, lufi she'enu shomea habracha shumevarech aleha. Because he cannot hear the bracha. Since he cannot hear, even though he's capable of enunciating, since he cannot hear, he can't be mafresh truma. Who's the one that holds that someone who cannot hear but is able to speak, b'diyeved, it counts when he's mafresh truma, but l'chadchila he shouldn't do it. Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. Ditnana, kari shema v'lo shmiela azno, yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says that you are yotze. I'm sorry, the Tanakhama says that you're yotze if you don't hear the Shema. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yatsa, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze. So ad kalukam Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa legabi kriya shema d'oraisa. It must be that this follows Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said you're not yotze, but that's because the stakes are very high in our Mishnah. What are we talking about? A real mitzvah d'oraisa of kriya shema. Aval truma mishum brachahu. What's the whole issue with truma? It's not about the mitzvah. The cheresh is capable of doing the mitzvah. What's the problem of being a cheresh when you're being mafresh truma? It's about the bracha. How many brachas are there that are d'oraisa? Two. What are they? Sorry, but it is the bracha on the mitzvah of truma one of them? No. Mishum brachu, bracha d'rabanan. V'lo b'bracha tal yamilsa. So it's not dependent on the bracha. Your ability to say the bracha is not going to determine whether you can be yotze. So b'diyeved, even though Rabbi Yossi would agree lechadchila you shouldn't do it, but b'diyeved the cheresh hamedaber veino shomea shouldn't do it, but b'diyeved he would be yotze. Maritz Chayis has a very interesting discussion over here. He points out that in Yerushalmi we find that kol mitzvos tunas brachos, that we derive it from birchas haTorah. So mat Torah tuna bracha, so to all mitzvos require bracha, which makes it sound like birchas hamitzvos are d'oraisa. But he says the pashtus of Talmud Bavli is that birchas hamitzvos are d'rabbanan, like our Gemara assumes that it's not ma'akev whatsoever. Okay, says Gemara. So again, what did we have? We had a Mishnah that said that a guy who's able to speak but is not able to hear should not be mafresh truma lechadchila, but b'diavad if he does, it counts. So he said that we'll try to align that with Rabbi Yossi. Oh, that fits Rabbi Yossi, who's got real problems with someone who can't hear saying Kriya Shema. So he's got serious problems by Kriya Shema because it's d'oraisa. Over here, you know, more minor problems with it. It's only a problem with lechadchila. Frak the Gemara, mi maid Rabbi Yossi hi. How do you know to align it with Rabbi Yossi? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe it really should align with Rabbi Yehuda, who allows someone who to say Kriya Shema without hearing it. Va'amar gabi Kriya Shema nami diavad in lechadchila lo. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says you're yotze Kriya Shema without hearing it. Does he suggest it? Does he suggest that that's what you should do? Certainly not. So exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds about Kriya Shema is what this Tana holds about Truma. Don't do it! But if you do it and you don't hear it, you're still Yotze. Teda diktani ha-kore. Diyavadin l'chadchilo. It doesn't say yikra. You should read. It says ha-kore. If someone read Kriya Shema and he didn't hear, he's Yotze. B'diyavad. So how do you know to align with Rabbi Yossi? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. So says Mar Amri, hai diktani ha-kore. The only reason it says it in a lashon b'diavad is lodiacha kochad Rabbi Yossi, is to let you know just how strict Rabbi Yossi is being. Da amar diavad nami lo, that Rabbi Yossi says you're not even yotze b'diavad. Di Rabbi Yehuda afil lechadchila nami yatsa, because the truth is Rabbi Yehuda would say even lechadchila there's no need to say the words audibly to the point that you're able to hear them. That's what audible means. B'mayu kimta. So what did we say? What did we say? This mission must be going like Rabbi Yossi. So says Gemara Vela Hadatanya. What about the following brisa? Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon belibo. A person should not recite birchas hamazon in their heart. V'imbireich yotza. But if you do, if you didn't verbalize it, you didn't say anything audibly, you yotze. Money. La Rabbi Yossi v'la Rabbi Yehuda. That's against everybody. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda amr lechadchila nami yatza. the way we're positioning Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is even l'charchila, you don't have to say anything audibly. And he, Rabbi Yossi, d'yevan namilo. And Rabbi Yossi would say, you're not even yotzei b'dyevan when you're dealing with something that's d'oraisa. What else is d'oraisa besides Kriya Shema? Birchas HaMazon. And what did we just say in this braisa? That Birchas HaMazon should be audible, but if it's not, don't worry, you're still yotzei. I thought by d'oraisa, Rabbi Yossi is very serious about this. And Rabbi Yossi would say what? By d'oraisa? That you're not yotzei by a d'oraisa. Again, what does Rabbi Yossi say? Are you guys with me here? What does Rabbi Yossi say? That when you're dealing with the d'oraisa, you're not yotzei at all if you're not mashmiel azna. When you're dealing with the d'rabanan, the chadchila don't do it, but the evidence okay. So how can so who's the opinion that says by birchas hamazon lechadchila you should do it, but the evidence okay? Birchas hamazon is d'oraisa. So says Mara Elamai. Rabbi Yehuda, so what do you want to say? That it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's real position is with the Evidin, l'chadchila lo, that maybe you want to just change our understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's not saying l'chadchila you have to, l'chadchila it's not even necessary to be mashmiel azna. Rabbi Yehuda would agree. L'chadchila you have to hear it. It has to be audible. It's just b'dyevid. You're not yotzei. I'm sorry, it's just b'dyevid that you are yotzei if you don't do it. If that's true, though, Elahad Tan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Cheresh Hamedaber Veino Shomea Torim L'Chadchila. Yeah, but then we have this other shita that if you're taking truma and you cannot hear, that's okay, even L'Chadchila. Well, now that fits nobody. Who says L'Chadchila you could be mafrit truma money? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yossi. It fits neither of them. Because I Rabbi Yehuda, amar d'yevan l'chadchila lo. Now that we've adjusted Rabbi Yehuda says only b'dyevan, it's okay. I Rabbi Yossi, amar d'yevan amilo. And Rabbi Yossi's way off. He holds that even b'dyevan, it's no good. So who's the one that says that when it comes to cheresh hamedaber veino shomea, even l'chadchila, it's okay. Elo li'olam Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu l'chadchila nami. So let's go back to what we assumed before. Rabbi Yehuda holds even the chadchila. What's even the chadchila? You could say it without being mashmiel la'azno. Even the chadchila. V'lo kasha hadidei ha derabe. But he's in slight disagreement with his rabbeim on that point. Titnan Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. When Rabbi Yehuda was speaking in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, he said, Hakorei Hashema sarich sheyashmiel li'azno. Someone who says Shema has to hear it. Shnemar Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds himself, even the Chadchila, you don't have to hear it. But his Rebbe said the Chadchila, you should hear it. B'diavad Yotze without it. Rabbi Yossi holds, the whole thing's no good. Amalei Rabbi Meir, Harei Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Al Levavecha, Achar Kavana Salev, Heinein Advarim. You know, it does say something about the heart, which implies that even l'chadchila, you only need kavanas halev. Hashda da'asas la'achi, once we arrive at this conclusion, afilu temer Rabbi Yehuda k'rabei svirilei. You could even say Rabbi Yehuda's going like his rebbeim. V'lo kasha ha-Rabbi Meir ha-Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we've introduced this Tana Rabbi Meir, saying that kavanas halev heinen advarim, That's all you need, even the chadchila, just kavanas halev. You don't need to say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with his rebbeim. Just say that Rabbi Meir is that third shita who holds that all you need to do is have kavanas halev. Main point number four, three shitos about whether you need to be mashmi'a liyazna, about whether you need to hear the words. Rabbi Yossi, it's even ma'akev b'di'evet. You absolutely must hear the words. Even ma'akev b'di'evet if you don't. Rabbi Yehuda, l'chadchila you should, not ma'akev b'di'evet. Rabbi Meir, even l'chadchila you don't have to hear the words. Even l'chadchila. Should we stop there? The next one is kind of long, but that's a good stopping point, right? Yeah, I guess we'll stop there. Shorter period on Thursday, right? Yeah.